Tulsi Gabbard, Biden can prevent war, but I fear he lacks the courage. By Hannah Blow on February 21, 2022. Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard on Monday weighed in on Russia/Ukraine tensions, warning that a conflict would distract from President Biden's domestic failures and expressing fear that the president lacks the courage to prevent a war. A Russia-US/Ukraine conflict will quickly go cyber with mutual attacks on communication/information assets, which will blind both sides to the other's plans, actions and intentions, increasing the likelihood of miscalculation and misunderstanding, thereby drastically increasing the likelihood of the conflict going nuclear, accidentally or intentionally, Gabbard said on Monday, weighing in on the conflict. And what for? To supposedly protect a democracy that really isn't a democracy. To distract from domestic failures/show how tough Biden is, she continued. Biden can prevent war, but I fear he lacks the courage to do so. This is not the first time she has weighed in on the conflict either. Asking on Sunday how interference will benefit the American people, and at what cost. The Biden admin has never answered these questions. Inflation and cost of living will drastically increase. Russia will retaliate, and no one knows where it will all end, she warned. Gabbard's warnings come on the heels of White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announcing that Biden accepted in principle a meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, despite recently rejecting a request to visit Kiev and meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Biden accepted in principle a meeting with President Putin following that engagement, again, if an invasion hasn't happened. We are always ready for diplomacy, Psaki said, adding that the administration is ready to impose swift and severe consequences should Russia instead choose war. However, Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov said no concrete plans for such a meeting exist. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned on Monday that they anticipate Russian aggression to begin in the coming hours or days. We believe that any military operation of the size, scope and magnitude of what we believe the Russians are planning will be extremely violent, Sullivan said during an appearance on NBC's Today. It will cost the lives of Ukrainians and Russians, civilians and military personnel alike.